Hello, this is Kim Huat, Singapore number one news fan. It is 6th of December 2018.
Today on the news,
Malaysia's Federal Territories Minister Khalid Samad says that KL entertainment outlets will be made to close at 1 a.m. to improve family time. He said, quote, "There are a very limited number of outlets that have been given special permission to close after 1 a.m. because most of their clients are foreigners. This is meant to cater to the tourists, but we find that most of the patrons are locals," unquote. Hey, close at 1 a.m. Will help the family time, eh? Want to help the family time, make them close at 7 p.m. lah. Better yet, don't even issue license for entertainment outlets anymore. Yeah, all go home after work. Don't need to drink, don't need to entertain. Best! Family time,
In international news,
Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has come forward to declare that he is still alive and has not been replaced by a clone. Wow, this sort of thing they also believe. But actually, that is what a clone might say. Even in Nigeria, their president has to convince people that he is not fake news or some kind of email scam or some kind of clone. You know what the people of Nigeria have to do to confirm that their president is not a clone, right? Just ask him to execute Order 66. The real president won't kill the Jedi Knights. Only a clone will. Yeah, you got watch Clone Wars or not? Star Wars.
In local news,
this is a public service announcement. McDonald's has run out of their limited edition Sanrio My Melody food holders. You can all go home now. Please stop queuing, go home, take a shower, eat some food, drink some water. Take a shower again, because you guys very smelly, your queue so long. There will be no more new stock according to McDonald's Singapore. So you guys who didn't get any will either have to go to Carousel to pay a bomb in the secondary market, or, I suggest, a blood spot fight to the death for the last few pieces that McDonald's might find inside their storeroom. The McDonald's My Melody Underground Blood Spot Death Match. Ding ding, fight for your Hello Kitty now! Wow, I will sure watch one.
In international news,
animal rights organization PETA has declared that we should stop using, quote, anti-animal language, unquote. Like, take the bull by the horns. Why, what we say already will hurt the bull's feelings, is it? To remove what PETA calls, quote, speciesism, unquote, from our daily conversations, PETA suggested that instead of saying things like, kill two birds with one stone, we should say, feed two birds with one scone. Birds eat scone one meh? Maybe British birds. Or instead of, bring home the bacon, PETA says we should say, bring home the bagels. But bacon nicer eh? PETA, you are beating a dead horse eh? Sorry, feeding a fat horse. That's what they asked us to say. I think we have bigger fish to fry lah. Sorry, bigger dish to dry lah. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. Let the hat out of the sack. But let me tell you a secret. The elephant in the room, the excrement in the zoo, is that we think you PETA guys are smoking something really nasty and you should stop. Maybe you all should go cold turkey. Cold birdie. Oh wait, that's an animal also. Cold Fergie. Oh wait, that's the singer from the Black Eyed Peas. Cold thirsty. Yeah. So if we say, take the flower by the thorns instead of take the bull by the horns, according to you all, does that mean we are encouraging cruelty to plants now? Plants have feelings too, you know. This has been Kim Huat Reads the News. Good night.